for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Vigils are being held around the world for the 49 people killed in Orlando when a gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub.
Outside New York City's Stonewall Inn, the LGBT community gathering at the historic site where violence became the catalyst for the gay rights movement.
Hold up your lights. Show the world we are standing together in New York City, and we are sending a message that we will not accept hate anymore.
In Los Angeles, pop star Lady Gaga read the names of all 49 victims at a candlelight vigil.
Orlando, we are united with you.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez reporting. President Obama meets today with his national security team for a briefing on counter-ISIS measures. And this afternoon, FBI Director James Comey will brief members of the House on the Orlando shootings. And the Orlando violence is now reverberating through the presidential race and through Congress.
Amid a national outpouring of grief, some in the political world are focusing on guns and gun control. It's not just the two presumptive presidential nominees discussing the matter. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats tried to inquire about previously introduced gun legislation. They were gaveled down by House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I'm particularly interested about three pieces of legislation that have been filed in response.
The gentleman's not sitting in parliamentary ring.
Frustrated representatives shouted, "Where's the bill?" I'm Kim Hutcherson.
In Annapolis today, a church is hosting a gun turn-in, and they say no questions will be asked. Police say several pastors will be on hand during that gun turn-in event from 2 to 6 this afternoon. French authorities are calling a deadly attack on two police officials a terrorist attack. Police say a 25-year-old French man armed with a knife attacked the officials in the home they shared in a Paris suburb. We'll find out today if former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray has a shot at making a political comeback as Democrats head to the polls in the D.C. primary.
One race on the ballot, the Ward 7 council seat. Incumbent Yvette Alexander says Gray's only in the race because he wants to run for mayor again.
He used Ward 7 as a springboard to go on to higher office, and he's going to do that again.
The Washington City Paper's Will Summer says Gray's next opportunity to run for mayor would be in 2018 when he's 75.
That said, it's hard for me to imagine he really just wants to be a Ward 7 council member again.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And we did reach out to Vince Gray's campaign, but did not hear back. Metro's leaders have long said the system needs a dedicated funding source, so now they're hoping to get that ball rolling.
It isn't clear each jurisdiction has to go about this in the exact same way.
They could try it through a variety of different taxes, says Council of Governments Chairman Roger Berliner, but the process begins in earnest with a needs assessment, how much money Metro thinks it'll take to operate effectively.
Secondly, we need to develop with WMATA the operating benchmarks and the performance standards that they will set. This is how you can hold us accountable.
With those two components going to Annapolis, Richmond, and D.C. in 2018.
It is instilling people with confidence that this system has learned the lessons of the past, is not repeating them.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Eight dolphins that have spent their lives at the National Aquarium in Baltimore will be retired to a seaside sanctuary. The National Aquarium plans to move the dolphins into a protected habitat by the end of 2020. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,732, the Nasdaq at 48,48. Sports' Max Scherzer flirts with another no-hitter as the Nats beat the Cubs. The O's were idle. They're in Boston tonight. NBA Finals. Cleveland stays alive with a Game 5 win. WNBA, the Mystics are in Connecticut tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala, enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway southbound near the overlooks reports of an incident. And I'm looking at delays, definitely an indication that there is something there slowing before you even get to 123. So off the beltway, keep alert. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway. As we come in from the west, off the Greenway, onto the toll road, no problems there. Route 7's been a smooth trip out of Leesburg and pushing eastbound and continuing up toward the toll road and the beltway. Not so good, Loudoun County. It's been a tough 2 hours. The start of the morning rush hour, serious crash. Lanes have been reopened just a few moments ago, just before we got to the 7 o'clock hour. 15 in Luckett's. Again, you can get by near Montessor Road, but that had been shut down with an earlier serious crash. Still see some activity on the shoulders there. Let's get you in through town. Inbound Suitland Parkway slows, heading to DC 295. Lanes open, southeast, southwest freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky around this morning. That gray sky will break a bit as we go through the day, becoming partly cloudy. I think the clouds will be around for a few hours. This afternoon, 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe a rain shower, 66. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. A pop-up shower, maybe a thunderstorm, up to about 83. Then some steady rain developing overnight tomorrow night. Maybe some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Stafford, 66 in Kensington, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. Just days after the Orlando shootings, the Supreme Court is set to take up a post-Sandy Hook gun law. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk to Brian and Larry in the House today. Coming up at 8:05, he was the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He's Mike Rogers. He'll join us at 8:05. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. And I'm, as I said, Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I have no doubt we can meet this challenge if we meet it together. Whatever we learn about this killer, his motives in the days ahead, we know already the barbarity that we face from radical jihadists is profound.
Whatever we learn about this killer in the days ahead. Hillary Clinton said this. Barack Obama keeps saying this. We'll learn more about the motives of this man as things go on. What? I'm confused by this. Maybe Andrew McCarthy can help me out. He's a former U.S. attorney and also a columnist at National Review. You wrote a little bit about what could potentially be the motives in National Review. Based on what you know about this man, and you've done a little bit of work in your past about figuring out what goes on inside the head of a jihadist, what do you know about his motives that somehow Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama haven't figured out?
Well, look, let's at least she this time that he was a radical jihadist, which at least gets closer to something that is open to looking at what his actual motivations were. But,
yeah.
You know, look, the hatred of homosexuals is something that's ingrained in Islamic law and has been for centuries. It's basically black letter Sharia since the 10th century or even earlier that the penalty under Islamic law for being gay is death. And in fact, some of the most influential clerics, they call them clerics, I prefer to call them jurists, because Sharia is really a body of law. It's not a traditional belief system. Sharia jurists have said that gay people should not only be killed, but killed in the worst way possible. And there is a millennium or more of history of just that happening, that gay people being thrown from mountains, thrown from rooftops, hung, stoned, etc. President Obama, based on
what we heard from him over the weekend, might be surprised to learn that they were killing gay people even before there was an ISIS and even before there were guns.
Hmm.
So, you know, I think that's where you look for his motivation. Now, to be, again, to be fair to Clinton, I don't know why I feel like I need to be
fair. What's wrong with you, Andrew?
Yeah, I haven't had my second cup of coffee yet, but, there are millions of people who believe in this form of Islam, and yet it's only a very, very small percentage of them that actually crossed into violent terrorism. You know, we've had lots of radical Muslims, even in our country in the last quarter century. They don't all go in and shoot up gay bars, right? Yesterday or over the weekend was actually the worst mass murder by shooting that we've ever had in the history of the United States. So, there are other factors that are going to be in the mix, and my experience as a prosecutor, for what it's worth, is that there's rarely one silver bullet explanation for anything. But I think it's ridiculous not to open your mind to the ideology that drives this when it's, right there under our noses.
It seems that the administration and specifically the president are doing backflips, going through all these major contortions to try to keep from saying that this guy was radicalized, by people overseas. We have now learned this morning one of the new developments is apparently the man traveled to Saudi Arabia on two occasions.
Right.
And we're going to try to find out more about what happened then. We seem to be, quibbling over words like, well, was it ISIS directed? Or ISIS inspired? Was it domestic terrorism? Was it alone? I mean, when we really, this man was inspired by a radical ideology.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. I mean, we've overanalyzed this to the point of it becoming nonsense, and to the point of, the obvious clues which we should be taking in totality being used to cancel each other out and say that can't be the explanation. The fact of the matter is, he was an adherent to an ideology that is far, far older than ISIS and Al Qaeda. It doesn't matter. He may have been quote unquote radicalized by elements both overseas, and there are some indications in the United States as well. We're going to have to, dig into that. But, one thing does not exclude the other possibility.
Yeah.
He may have been to quibble over whether he's ISIS inspired when it's clear that he's Sharia supremacist inspired. And
yes.
Sharia supremacism has been around for centuries more than ISIS has. It just seems to me to be nonsensical. But it is a reflection of Washington's confusion about this, which is caused by their having had their head in the sand for a quarter century. What they basically hold is that Islam is a religion of peace, full stop. Therefore, if something is violent, it is, by virtue of being violent, anti-Islamic. And they have officially held out ISIS and Al-Qaeda as two of the outfits that are anti-Islam, so you're allowed to call them terrorists. So when a terrorist event happens, it has to have been ISIS-inspired, because otherwise you'd have to say it might have been Islam-inspired, and that's a real no-no. You can't go there.
By the way, Andrew, if you could just take a quick moment to discern if there is a distinction between the Muslim religion and Sharia, because I do hear people trying to draw that distinction. Oh, that's Sharia, but that doesn't necessarily mean that all Muslims, because not all Muslims practice Sharia. Is that a thing?
Yeah, you're. That's exactly right. You're right. It's a very important point. There are a wide variety of ways to interpret Islam. It's a mistake to do what we do in this country, which is, especially since we're not Muslims, Washington tries to make up an Islam of its very own, which doesn't seem to have any principles except that it's relentlessly peaceful. Other than that, it doesn't seem to have any code or doctrine. But the fact of the matter is, there's all different ways of interpreting Islam. There are ways of interpreting even the aggressive, bellicose scriptures so that they can evolve Islam past violence. And a lot of Muslims follow those ways, and they're perfectly moderate people, and their belief system is moderate. But two things are facts that we have to deal with. One is that the literalist, aggressive interpretation of Islam that I call Sharia supremacism or Islamic supremacism is a mainstream interpretation of Islam that's followed by tens of millions of people, and it's silly for us to pretend that that's anti-Islam or, you know, perverted Islam. It's actually very literal Islam. And secondly, Islam's legal code, Sharia, was really set in stone by around the 10th or 11th century. And even people who are moderate Islamic reformers acknowledge that Sharia needs to be changed or ignored or marginalized, because it is what it is. It's especially these cruel penalties in it have been in Islamic law for over a millennium. So this is not something you're going to be able to reinterpret into something else. So there are a lot of Muslims who say that we have to have a separation of religion from political and social life, and they basically use Sharia at most as a private personal compass. Some parts of which they follow, some parts of which they don't. And those people are fine by us because they embrace Western liberalism. Then there are other people who take Sharia seriously, and it becomes a totalitarian code that they want to impose on the society. And those are the people we need to worry about.
All right, Andrew McCarthy, we got to leave it there. We're a little over, but it was too good to interrupt because it's very important that we discuss this in very real terms on these days after this horrible jihadist attack, the worst since 9/11. Thanks so much for joining us, Andrew McCarthy, and check out the column at National Review.
It's now time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitman, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, delays, and they continue to grow. Been watching this just as you come off of the Beltway. Keep alert because delays are well before 123 now to get past the crash near the overlook. Had a car that struck a deer. Initially, nothing was blocked. Now it's reported that we do have a lane block. And you know what happens when we get those big delays on the George Washington Parkway? Commuters get tired of sitting in those backups and bail out onto 123. Not working so well. 123, it's only one lane in each direction. So one lane, 123 Chainbridge Road to get you down to the Chain Bridge, and that's pretty much becoming a solid line there. Traffic, 66, heavy, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, pretty normal slowdowns. I know it's tedious, but that's what we have going on. 95, once you get through Fias, Dale City to Woodbridge, slow, 395 through Landmark. Tacoma Park, still dealing with a water main break. This is the third one in 2 days, but this is going to be the closure point. On 410, Philadelphia Avenue will be just west of Piney Branch Road, closed in each direction. That's near Tacoma Park Middle School, and in Annapolis, the crash in on 50 in Parole before you get to 97. Watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we're going to be cloudy to early, then partly cloudy as the day progresses. Really nice temperatures today, 84 degrees. A slight chance of showers tonight, 66. Tomorrow, a stray shower is possible, but mostly cloudy skies and a high of 83 for most of the day. But tomorrow night, we are likely to have rain. 90% chance into Thursday morning. The high on Thursday in the mid-80s. And looking on down the week, chance of showers on Friday, low 70s. Saturday and Sunday, lots of sun and temperatures in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is 7:18 on WMAL.
Donald Trump made a national security speech via teleprompter yesterday in New Hampshire. And after laying out, frankly, what I believe was a pretty clear and concise message about how he stands with the people of Orlando, how the attacks were not just attacks against the members of the gay community who were at that nightclub, about against American freedoms itself, and saying that we all stand with everyone who is trying to express themselves freely in this nation and stand up against the terror that was wrought by this jihadist in Orlando. He then went directly after Hillary Clinton and challenged her policies or lack thereof with regard to radical Islamic terrorism.
Why would we admit people who support violent hatred? Hillary Clinton can never claim to be a friend of the gay community as long as she continues to support immigration policies that bring Islamic extremists to our country and who suppress women, gays, and anyone else who doesn't share their views or values.
And he went on to press on this theme, which is a good one, which is, you know, listen, we've discussed this before, the hierarchy of liberal protection classes. You know, we've learned now that transgender and gay individuals get a higher level of protection than women and girls, right? Because the transgender person is allowed to get into the bathroom, which could potentially invade the privacy of a young woman. But young women have to take a backseat to transgender and gays. But now, whose protective class outranks the gays and the transgender? Well, clearly that would be the Muslims in America. Even though, you know, the radical Islamic terrorists are bent on slaughtering gay people, not just here, but abroad as part of their government policies, as Andrew McCarthy just laid out in some cases. But we must be tolerant of all Muslims and of all people who practice that religion and never question or suggest that maybe some reform needs to be take place there because that would be offensive to them. So, you know, that's it's a very good argument. You cannot have it both ways, as Donald Trump says.
This is an incredibly good speech by the Donald, and that he was disciplined, stayed on the teleprompter, but his points were really, really good. And this is sort of what you want from a president, isn't it? You want a president who takes a moment and then comes out with something thoughtful to say, and he doubled down completely on his desire to crack down on immigration in some forms, and he makes a very good case as to this is one of the reasons why.
She can't have it both ways. She can't claim to be supportive of these communities while trying to increase the number of people coming in who want to oppress these same communities.
And then I really want to play this passage because, you know, Hillary Clinton is putting herself up there to be the measured, moderate, experienced, and so worthy and intelligent person to take on the issue of national security. And Trump basically went after her saying, I don't think she even understands our enemy.
Yet Hillary Clinton, for months, and despite so many attacks, repeatedly refused to even say the words radical Islam until I challenged her yesterday. And guess what? She will probably say them. She sort of has said them. But let's see what happens. She really has no choice, but she doesn't want. However, she's really been forced, and she has been forced to say these words. She supports, and the reason is, she supports so much of what is wrong, and what is wrong with this country, and what's going wrong with our country and our borders. She has no clue, in my opinion, what radical Islam is, and she won't speak honestly about it if she does, in fact, know.
It is 7:22 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, but how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean? Or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, the mud, the traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Excuse me. I've got an easy solution. It's Zero Res. For $39 per room, they're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets. They were just out at my house last week. They cleaned my carpets, and they left them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again. And by the way, if you're suffering from allergies like I am these days, I got to tell you, there's a whole bunch of pollen just sitting there in your carpets waiting to be removed by Zero Res. Why don't you breathe easy again? You know, my only problem now with allergies is when I go outside and all that stuff is flying around. But boy, oh boy, when I'm at home in my sanctuary, I can breathe easy thanks to Zero Res. Call them, ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. For a limited time, you're going to get your carpets cleaned for $39 a room. That's huge savings. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond. On.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we had a deer that was struck on the George Washington Parkway. We have delays southbound George Washington Parkway near the overlooks. And then we had a second crash, so we have a bit of activity going on. Watch for delays as you come off of the Beltway. A lot of bailout traffic off to Chainbridge Road, not working so well as an alternate. We'll take you in from the west on 66. Had an incident near 50, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. That was over to the shoulder. A little bit of rubbernecking there. Heavy crossing the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Lanes reported to be open. Inner loop of the Beltway getting there. Leaving Springfield had the stalled northbound 95 ramp to the inner loop. Let's get you out of Annapolis toward Parole. 50, very slow as you merge toward I-97. That's where the crash on the exit ramp. Still watch for police and activity. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancerCare.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up just a few degrees today, right around where we should be this time of year. A little overcast early, but quickly becoming partly cloudy today, up near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is 7:27 on WMAL. You know how, you got that thing on your Apple iPhone, Siri, you talk to Siri and she answers your questions. Many people have been frustrated by Siri because many times you ask questions, I don't understand the question, or it gives you information that you didn't really ask for. It gives you the wrong information. Siri has not been that reliable, and Apple announced that they're going to upgrade Siri. They've hired recently a whole bunch of people to sort of make Siri better, and now they're saying that Siri will be coming to the Mac desktop and the laptop computers, and it will be able to find files, perform other feats. It's coming to Apple TV in a bigger way. You can be able to launch live TV viewing, YouTube, iTunes stores for videos, but it will also be used to operate other applications, so they're opening it up to other developers. So big changes coming to Siri, and I think they have to do this because let me tell you why. I'm sort, as you know, a little bit of a geek, a little bit of computer nerd. Google Now is better, and Amazon's Alexa is truly amazing. And she's really good. And even the voice recognition software on my Garmin GPS is better than Siri is. I mean, a lot of people are doing this better than Apple is, and I think they've realized that they've got to upgrade Siri if they want to stay competitive.
Don't forget Microsoft's Cortana, who has been on the laptops ever since Windows 10 came out, and Apple's now just catching up. Yeah, oftentimes when you ask Siri a question, it's like the question and answer period in a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
She repeats the question and then thinks for a long time and has no answer.
Yeah. It is now 7:28.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, Well, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right. And if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Tomorrow,
the one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Coming up in just a moment, there is prosecutorial misconduct in the Freddie Gray case. You're not going to believe this. We'll tell you about that coming up and give you the very latest on the Orlando investigation. It is now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. As thousands around the world hold vigils and other demonstrations in memory of the Orlando shooting victims,
we're learning more stories of heroism from survivors.
I heard the shots getting closer and closer, and at that point I was like, all right, it's time to go.
Ducking behind his DJ booth, Ray Rivera survived, saving a woman's life in the process.
And the girl was down there panicking, so I kind of, you know, told her she needed to be quiet, and as soon as there was a break in the shots, then I kind of just pushed her and said, come on, let's go.
These heart-wrenching stories having an effect around the world. Landmarks from Paris to Sydney, lighting up in rainbow colors to symbolically show that love wins.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez and investigators are digging deeper into the gunman Omar Mateen and what his motive was and what else he may have been planning.
The big focus now is what was he doing not only the hours before but the days and weeks before. Was he looking at other targets, for instance, and what were his motivations? New information this morning based on cell phone tower information that just in the hours before he came to the Pulse nightclub, he went to a Disney property here, Disney Springs. It's part of the Walt Disney World Resort. Question is, was that also a possible target he was scoping out?
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. D.C. police are investigating some anti-gay graffiti painted on a DuPont Circle sidewalk just hours after the Orlando massacre. The graffiti on the sidewalk outside a restaurant said, quote, down with the gay agenda. London's mayor has banned advertising on the city's subway network that promotes unhealthy body image. Mayor Sadiq Khan says that as the father of two teenage girls, he's, quote, extremely concerned about this kind of advertising which can demean people, particularly women. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,732, the Nasdaq at 48,48. Sports, the Nets beat the league-leading Cubs. The O's were idle. They open a series in Boston tonight. NBA Finals, Cleveland takes Game 5. WMDA, the Mystics are in Connecticut. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, Chris Plant here. Have you ever thought about donating your car? Now's a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing, you don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. No matter the condition, Cars for Kids will accept your donation with no cost to you and free towing. Donate online or over the phone. That's how easy it is. Your car, truck, van, or boat may be picked up within 24 hours and often the same day. Your donation will directly impact a child's life. Go to carsforkids.org or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS and see how effortless the process is. If you call today, not only will you get a tax-deductible receipt, but you'll get a voucher for a three-night, two-day hotel stay. Call right now and make a difference in a child's life today. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. Donate your car today.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Balancing Female Hormones, Fertility, and Menopause on Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. Timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company I trust to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington online at timeshareexitteam.com. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or timeshareexitteam.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, water main break. Tacoma Park closes 410 Philadelphia Avenue just west of Piney Branch Road. That's going to be near Tacoma Park Middle School. Closure in place. Looks like it will be at least throughout most of the morning. We'll take you out of Annapolis into Parole in on 50 as you approach 97 on that exit ramp. Still had accident there. Watch for police to direct you on through. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. It's going to be the slowdowns each direction in Laurel. Southbound also have some delays heading into Jessup approaching 175. Pretty normal rush hour there. George Washington Parkway, though, we're struggling. Had two separate incidents southbound near the overlooks, and I'm looking at delays beginning before 123 and then pushing down toward the inbound Key Bridge. Accident reported on the Bethesda Beltway. Inner loop slowing as you approach Connecticut Avenue. No problems reported right now, but the volume for certain with us on 66. Loudoun County trying to recover on 15 in the Luckett's area. Earlier crash had been at Montessori Road. Now from Garage, DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder. 84 clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 67 in Herndon, 70 in Bethesda, 70 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Stay with us. 8:05. Former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Mike Rogers, will let us know if, in fact, something slipped through the cracks on this terror attacks in Orlando and whether something can be done about it. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow with CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, we haven't caught you up to speed on what's going on in the Baltimore trial of the police officer over there in the Freddie Gray case. The police officer that is now under investigation, now on trial, is a guy by the name of Caesar Goodson. And he was the guy who was apparently driving the van. And that is one of the things that that people have said, this is the case. If they're going to make the case, this is probably the strongest case that the prosecution has, because the allegation is, the suggestion is that he was somehow given a very rough ride in that van. And so the trial has been going on now for a little while, and an interesting revelation that came out that I'm pretty shocked by. You know, there was a thing in a trial called discovery, and when you are the defense attorney, you are allowed to discuss discover what the state has in the way of evidence. Since 1963 ruling of Brady versus Maryland, it's been the law of the land that prosecutors cannot withhold information from the defense team. They have to give them everything that they found, even if it's not helpful to the case. Well, apparently they're making the case that a man by the name of Donta Allen, who was a key witness who was picked up after Freddie Gray and was in the back of that van with Freddie Gray, his statement was withheld from defense attorneys. And apparently it's evidence that really helps the defense case. Well, you can't do that. And so the judge is a bit apoplectic about all this. The judge, Barry Williams, is said to be visibly angry, but did not dismiss the charges against Officer Cesar Goodson, as the attorneys had requested, according to this report from ABC News. He had until yesterday to disclose any other relevant evidence that they have withheld. Goodson was the driver of the van, of course, when Freddie Gray was arrested last year. This is pretty damning stuff. And
yeah.
And by the way, the case is not all that strong. And the case, and some people are looking at it, some legal analysts are saying the case is unraveling. Now, we've already had two cases where they couldn't get a conviction. And if this case is unraveling, one has to wonder about the competence of the prosecutorial team there in Baltimore.
Well, or whether these guys, you know, aren't guilty of anything. And even competent prosecutors wouldn't be able to get a conviction because, in fact, they're not guilty. But this evidence that was apparently withheld by prosecutors was the testimony of the guy who was sitting in the van. Right next to Freddie Gray.
Right next to him.
You'd think that that is pretty damn relevant, and why would the prosecutors withhold that from the defense team? It's outrageous. There's an attorney. Daily Caller has a fine article here, and they interviewed a Baltimore attorney named Steve Silverman, who basically said, this is the one. If they can't get a conviction on the driver of the van, then pretty much every other charge they've got against the cops go out the window. Because they claim that he was killed, Freddie Gray, murdered, actually, based on the overcharging that the state's attorney, Merrill Mosby, did here, murdered by this rough ride in the back of the paddy wagon. Well, if the driver of the paddy wagon isn't convicted for the murder, and we already know the guy who handcuffed him and put him into the paddy wagon has been cleared of all charges in his case by the judge. He was found not guilty. Then what else have they got? Okay, they say he was murdered by the cops because of the ride in the paddy wagon. Well, if the guy who put him in the van isn't guilty and the guy who drove the van isn't guilty, who else is guilty?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's pretty much over, isn't it?
And to get this conviction or attempt to get this conviction, they withheld the evidence of the key eyewitness who sat in the van next to Freddie Gray as that ride happened and as he died.
It's prosecutorial misconduct. It is against everything that our system of jurisprudence stands for. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You simply cannot do that.
And by the way, these cops are suing Marilyn Mosby now. There is a civil suit for defamation, which is very interesting and very important. Now, obviously, you can't sue a prosecutor for you know, falsely prosecuting you. I mean, listen, if they withhold your rights, you can go after them criminally.
I tell you something, if there has been a serious Brady violation here, they could disbar these attorneys. Yeah.
But
I absolutely could do that.
But I love the fact they're going after her for defamation for the outrageous public statements that she made. You remember the basically political speech that she made the week of the riots, calling out these cops. And I love that they're going after them. I think it's fascinating because it keeps our public officials in check. Listen, these cops could still very well be guilty as far as anybody knows. I haven't seen all of the evidence. But by the track record and the behavior of this prosecutorial
team, one sure has to wonder.
It really calls it into question. And Marilyn Mosby's public behavior and her public utterances.
Reprehensible.
As certainly not what you expect from a prosecutor just trying to get to justice and get to the truth.
Yeah, and they were under pressure to do something because of the riots and because people were angry. And that's not a reason to bring a prosecution because people are angry. You have to have actually a violation of the law, don't you? It is now 7:43.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go if you want a good deal on a brand new vehicle, especially a Chevy, Ford, or Lincoln model. Ted Britt Summer's sales event right now is going on, and you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a very wide selection. And by the way, Ted Britt is also proud, and I'm proud to relay to you, that they offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That's to thank the heroes serving in our military and in our community. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. But here's the deal. You go out to Ted Britt, you find a great car, and you fall in love with it. And I know how that is. Trust me, it happened to me. You fall in love with your vehicle, and then you make a deal with them, and you fall in love with the deal, right? And then you got that pang in the back of your head. Oh, geez, but what if it's a lemon? What if there's a problem? What if I've got problems? What if there's a deal? What if I'm constantly? No, here's the deal. Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage, lifetime, on all new and even pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my 3-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2034 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2034 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2034. That's 800-614-2034. Call now.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
7:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Marlin, come on. We're struggling on the beltway here. First, let's get through Bethesda Inner Loop as you pass 355 and over toward Connecticut Avenue. Crash along the way. We had the normal topside delays from College Park to Silver Spring. It looks like in the backups now, a report of a crash. 29 getting in through White Oak. Stop and go past New Hampshire Avenue. Again, down toward the Trader Joe's. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, heavy each direction in Laurel. No longer anything to see northbound. We had an earlier crash. Trying to get in and out of Annapolis, I should say, and toward Parole. The crash on 50 as you head westbound 50 to the ramp that would take you to I-97. Still with the accident on that ramp. Slows everybody on 50. Take you now to Tacoma Park with the closure. Philadelphia Avenue, 410, just west of Piney Branch Road. That's the water main break. And through town, volume. Southeast-Southwest Freeway, each direction. Slows out of Virginia off the 14th Street Bridge and off the DC 295. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky around this morning. That gray sky will break a bit as we go through the day, becoming partly cloudy. I think the clouds will be around for a few hours. This afternoon, 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe a rain shower, 66. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. A pop-up shower, maybe a thunderstorm, up to about 83. And some steady rain developing overnight tomorrow night. Maybe some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees at 747 on WMAL. Let's bring you up to date on some new developments in the investigation down in Orlando and what they're finding as a result of their probe of that shooting. A lot of focus on the killer, whose name we will not mention, at least I will not, because I sort of agree with FBI Director Comey. We don't mention the name of people like this. They were just seeking, you know, some celebrity, and let's try to avoid that when we can. Four regular customers of the Pulse have said to reporters that they saw the killer in that club on many occasions in the past. and that he would sit in the back in the corner. And many people have there are some people reported that they were contacted by this individual on a gay app.
Uh-huh.
A gay dating app.
Yeah, it's sort of, my understanding is that it's a Tinder for gay people.
Hmm. So there's that report. So he was there, and people say, well, was he scoping it out? Or and why would he be using a gay dating app? But there's even one report from somebody who knew him, Will, who said, oh, yeah, he was gay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll take that for what it's worth, but interesting, to say the least.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's some sort of a tormented, deeply believed Muslim who knows what his religion and frankly his father has to say about homosexuality, and right. Inside he is feeling homosexual urges, yeah, there's going to be some sort of explosion there. Hey, really quickly on this, because I know we got other things, but really fast, Al Rantel is a conservative talk show host. He's not on the radio anymore, but he used to be years ago in Los Angeles. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he's openly gay conservative, and he posted Sunday afternoon, he posted one of these selfies of this terrorist, the one without his shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, I guarantee you he is a closet case Muslim. No straight man takes a picture like this. And we know self-hating gays are the most dangerous to the rest of us.
Well, how about that?
Isn't that amazing? He called it 2 days early.
Yeah. Some other stuff in the news. Apparently, the killer visited Walt Disney World in April. We have had that confirmed. One news organization that confirmed by an unnamed manager at the Disney complex.
That's terrifying.
So that's terrifying. Was he scoping it out? They're going to be checking that out. We've also been told by the press that, well, this is domestic terrorism. But we have been now reported in a couple of places that this individual, this killer, made 2 trips to Saudi Arabia. What went on in Saudi Arabia? What was he doing there? I think that investigation will be underway by the FBI as they try to backtrack and figure out where he went when he was there. Let's see. Other news information about this particular case. This guy apparently, you know, had, here's the other thing. Sources tell Channel 9 down in Orlando that law enforcement could possibly make an arrest in the next few days of someone who might have been aware that this killer was planning to carry out the mass shooting inside the Pulse nightclub that had killed 49 people on Sunday. In other words, there may have been, if not an accomplice, somebody who was aware of his plan. And if that was indeed the case, then that person would be considered an accomplice because you have an obligation, if you know of such a thing, to bring it forward to the attention of law enforcement. So that'll be interesting to see whether that develops in the next few days. President went out of his way, as we said yesterday, and we said earlier in this program, to make the case that this was a domestic case. And I don't know how he knows this. How in the world can he possibly know this when we are finding out that the man traveled to Saudi Arabia? How does he know this?
Oh, Barack Obama's the smartest man ever to hold the presidency. Oh, he knows things we'll never know.
I forgot about that.
It's 7:51 on WMAL.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
It's time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Let's check in with Susan Lee.
Good Tuesday morning. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day policy meeting today. No interest rate hike expected this time around, and we'll get the Fed's decision tomorrow. Small business owners are feeling better about the economy. A trade group says that owners are worried about slowing sales and a lack of qualified workers, but they are confident about the future. The country's two largest fantasy sports sites are reportedly holding merger talks. FanDuel and DraftKings own more than 95% of the fantasy market. 12 children have died this year after being left in a hot car. Now General Motors is coming out with a rear seat sensor that warns drivers that they may have left a baby in the back seat. And it makes you wonder how much Led Zeppelin will have to pay if it loses its copyright infringement case. The Stairway to Heaven trial begins today, and the song has generated some $500 million in revenue since 1971. The claimants want $40 million, but there are reports they would settle for just a dollar, plus royalties, of course, going forward. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, Father's Day right around the corner, and Harry's limited edition shave set, you know, that would make the perfect gift for Dad. It's cool. It feels special. It's something Dad will actually use. I want to let you know that I am a huge fan of Harry's products. I use them all the time when I shave. It gives me the closest, most comfortable shave I've ever had. And after years and years of using electric razor, I've actually come back to using a plain old razor and a Harry's razor, which, by the way, have five German-crafted blades in each of their little razor things and a flex hinge and a lubricating strip. It's great. A limited Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, which is awesome stuff, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, that was the word I was looking for, cartridges, and a travel cover. It comes in a sleek gift box with the option to add custom engraving and a personalized card. And if you go to harrys.com right now, because you know me, Brian Wilson, your friend and radio buddy, you'll get a special deal. They'll give you $5 off the first purchase if you use the promo code BWilson. Supplies are limited. Act now. Go to harrys.com, enter the code BWilson, get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day. And by the way, Dad, if you don't get this as a gift, why don't you just order it for yourself? Stop compromising. Go to harrys.com. Use the promo code BWilson.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. George Washington Parkway. We had two separate accidents, one near the Overlooks, one near Spout Run. The last one should be to the shoulder, but a little bit tough trip here from 123 heading down toward the bridges. And I'm now seeing some northbound George Washington Parkway delays heading towards Spout Run, so we may have a brand new problem. So just keep alert. Be safe. Heading across the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy coming off of 66, also coming off of Arlington Boulevard. Watch for heavy traffic. Again, commuters looking for various ways to get to work under the safe track plan. Independence Avenue at the Cuts Bridge. No, it's not the construction again, but we have crash heading Independence Avenue eastbound before you get to the Cuts Bridge, before 14th Street. Just be aware. To the Wilson Bridge, your backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And trying to get out of Annapolis, the crash on inbound 50, eastbound 50 as you come up to the exit for I-97 on that exit ramp. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front to our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder. 84, clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is 7:57.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. The Window Man can. See us for saving details, limited time offer.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever-expanding library of presentations from world-famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secret with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Mike Rogers.
Also,